This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Hastings, Michigan was once voted one of the best small towns in America. It's a friendly place and seemingly not too concerned with precision. The clock tower always chimes a few minutes too early or too late. And so it's not a town you'd expect would be on the cutting edge of anything, let alone crime technology. But as NPR's Laura Sullivan found, that's exactly what happened.
It all started here in Judge Jim Fisher's courtroom.
Please rise.
People versus Lori Sparks, 03391 FH.
A few years ago, Judge Fisher noticed he was having the same conversations over and over again with people who showed up in his courtroom, people like Lori Sparks.
Now, when I talked to you yesterday, you said you had not been using any drugs recently. Is that right?
No, Your Honor, not recently.
Do you want to rethink that?
I've smoked crack cocaine.
Hastings, Michigan doesn't have a lot of big crime. Once every few years, there'll be a murder. But what it does have a lot of is drugs.
It's a very frustrating and depressing situation sometimes.
A few years ago, Judge Fisher, the county's only circuit court judge, decided he'd had about enough. He wanted a drug court, he wanted long-term treatment, and he wanted a better way to know when offenders were using.
If you're on probation, the typical person is reporting to their probation officer once every 2 weeks. They stop using 3 days or 4 days before they go in to see their probation officer. They're probably going to test negative.
Judge Fisher got his drug court, but the technology of drug testing proved more difficult. There just wasn't much out there. 3 decades after the advent of the urine test, the world of probation and parole officers is pretty much the same. There's still little money, little attention, and little science. The only difference is now probation officers have 10 times the caseload, even here in Berry County, Michigan.
Ernest, how's it going?
Fine, how you doing? Joe?
Joe, why don't you come on in a minute?
There's a constant flow of people in the waiting room here to meet with probation officers Jim and Jeff Westra, a father-son team currently responsible for keeping track of 120 offenders. So when a small company from New York called last year and said they had developed a way to monitor drug and alcohol addicts by their sleep patterns, the Westras jumped at the chance.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Good.
Has Jim got your monitor?
Yeah.
The monitor is a little device that looks like a watch and attaches to the wrist. The company that makes sleep time monitors borrowed the technology from scientists studying sleep disorders. The scientists discovered that people who are high or drunk, even a little bit, don't sleep the same as completely sober people.
Hi, Jill. Come on in.
Everything okay?
Yep.
All righty. We'll get you downloaded. Do you want to have a seat?
Jill Vickery is a 23-year-old with felony drunk driving charges. She was ordered to jail first, then to rehab and probation. She's been wearing the wristband for 11 months, almost twice as long as she was supposed to, because it kept catching her drinking. Vickery comes here twice a week so probation officers can take a reading from her wristband. Jim Westra slides the band into a small scanner the size of a cigar box.
We have to send this right away to New York. New York is going to process this in less than a minute and send it back to us.
Jim types in Jill Vickery's name and other information and presses send.
Right about now, it's hitting their computer. Computer is analyzing it. We have it back already.
Jim Westra looks over at Vickery. She does not look nervous.
It's telling us that there is no evidence that Jill has been drinking, using. And we're going to put the monitor back on and let her walk today.
Awesome. That thing is correct.
You know it's correct, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
All right.
Love it.
According to the band, Jill has been completely sober since November. But that doesn't mean she didn't try to find a way around the system at first.
I tried putting it on my dog. I never told them that. But they caught me. It don't work, so.
Sleep time officials say it doesn't work to ask a friend to wear it, as some offenders have tried, because everyone sleeps differently. Vickery also tried drinking lots of water, oversleeping, undersleeping. She says the band caught her every single time she drank.
It would come through my tests, and they'd be like, Jill, not again.
Eventually, trying to cheat just became exhausting.
the stress of it all, you know, coming in here, facing them, and nervous all the time. It's just a lot easier to just quit and talk to them instead of trying to hide something from them all the time. It's not like they didn't know.
Vickery says wearing the wristband has changed her life, but in many ways, it has also changed Jim and Jeff Westra's lives, too. The Westra's days used to be filled with urine tests, pee cups, and packaging. They had to be in the bathroom with every offender every week to watch, or in court presenting the findings. It left no time for counseling, home visits, or even paperwork. Jim Westra says it was a constant battle to try to outsmart offenders who were trying to outsmart them.
We have three rules that we look at when we're dealing with people who are on drugs. Rule number one is they will lie to you. Rule number two is they will lie to you. And rule number three is they will lie to you.
On this day, the Westras checked the bands of 23 offenders, all in a matter of minutes. But for as much as the band can detect when people drink or use drugs, it can't force them to stay clean once the band comes off. And after years in this business, Jeff Wester knows many of them won't.
I just got word this morning that one of the ladies who went through our drug court program got picked up down in Calhoun County on a new charge, which is very disappointing because she did very well through the programming. And you don't want to see that. You know, you root for these people. You want them to get well and to do right. So it is difficult.
And stressful. A report released this summer by the Justice Department found anxiety and overwork among probation and parole officers has reached a new high in recent years and shows no signs of slowing. That could be one of the reasons why sales of sleep monitors have boomed since Hastings reported its success with them at a recent probation conference. 12 states, including California, Georgia, Colorado, and most recently Mississippi, have all put in orders. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.